is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. It is almost time for the border war between the Wyoming Cowboys and the Colorado State Rams. The bronze boot is up for grabs. Joining me now to talk about that game coming up tomorrow afternoon, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man. Hey, I'm going to be at that game tomorrow, so I'll get to see you there.
Right on. Yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been a little bit. I haven't been to as many games as I wanted to, but I'm going to be at this one, you know, because it's two teams that I care about that don't care about each other. So it'll be very interesting.
This has always been like a birthday and Christmas all rolled into one, but it can be a really good Christmas or a really bad one.
Well, and the Cowboys, here we are. I just keep thinking about it, you know. You don't know what they have. Are they going to be any good? I don't know. And then our guy, Cody Tucker, says, you know, Craig Bull has a way of building teams out from nothing that we don't talk about, we don't think is going to do anything. Here they sit at 6-3, 4-1 in the conference on their side of things. Right, they're a game behind Boise State, and they play Boise State coming up. So huge, huge opportunities in front of the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't get over it. I keep posing the question on my own radio show, what if I told you, you know,
right,
the Cowboys would be here right now? And, you know, obviously they're not going to look past this one. There's no way, no how. But, man, if they can get past this one, a showdown with Boise State in War Memorial Stadium on the 19th, it's just, it's all setting up, man. They just, you know, the pins are set up. Got to knock them down. And it all starts with Colorado State. And, of course, these guys are laser-focused. And when you have 21 guys on your roster from Colorado, not to mention, what, 11 from Wyoming, there won't be any looking past this one.
Yeah, and again, that's the thing about these rivalry games, right? It's hard to look past it. Even though CSU has struggled, Wyoming knows. I mean, they can't. They don't want to be the team that that CSU starts to figure it out on. I mean, CSU's had a couple of glimmers, I suppose, the last few weeks. I think they moved the ball against San Jose State pretty well. Couldn't score in the red zone. But is that the fear with on the Cowboys side? Is that maybe this is the week that this offense finally clicks for Colorado State?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always a fear, especially down there. You get the momentum going. You got the home crowd on your side. I think we saw that, minus the home crowd part, in 2020 when, you know, CSU jumped out to a 14-0 lead just like that, a pick six, a strip sack. Next thing you know, McBride's in the end zone. It's 14-0 in the blink of an eye. So they just started rolling downhill, and the Cowboys could never overcome that. And the Cowboys this year have showed they can overcome that. They were down by double digits at New Mexico and earlier in the season against Tulsa and 2 weeks ago at Hawaii. And it's weird, you know, we talk about this a lot up here. You know, you watch these games and you go, oh, my God, New Mexico just went up and down the field on them twice. It's 14-0 in the blink of an eye, but you're not worried. You just don't have that worry anymore because this team's so young. It's like they don't even know better. They're like, well, let's just keep chipping away and we'll figure it out.
And I think you kind of talked about that. Like, this team maybe doesn't realize the moments. They don't realize how big a moment might be or how big they're down. Like, oh, we're supposed to be down about this. We're supposed to not have that will to come back. And that has been pretty good for the most part for this Cowboys team. So we'll see what happens. I would imagine it's weird. I didn't think we'd be saying this about this game. On Wyoming's side, I thought Titus Wynn, yeah, we'll talk about him. But we're talking about a battle between two solid running backs, Titus Wynn and CSU's Avery Morrow. I didn't think we would be highlighting a running back for the Rams at this point in the season.
No, and let's give some credit to Jay Norvell, right? I mean, he came in with this Ford air raid stuff, and rightfully so. Matt Mummy, you know where he comes from, and they should have been churching that stuff up, but it hasn't transpired because you can't be an air raid team when you give up 43 sacks in 9 games. And you know, they've had to adjust. And Avery Morrow, man, he's just, the only way to put it, he's just damn good, man. He's got balance. He breaks tackles. He busts big ones. If I was looking today, Brady, it was striking. CSU has lost 300 yards in quarterback sacks this year. And, you know, it's just phenomenal. That guy, you know, last week they only finished with, what, 86 rushing yards or something, and Avery Morrow's over the 100-yard mark.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I'm blown away by it. I've been so shocked, you know, when he had that first, what was it, against Nevada, I think, so his old team, and he's like going off, and I'm thinking, oh, that was kind of a, you know, unique little thing that probably will never happen again. And then he does it three or four more times, and you're going, okay, Fort Air Raid has a running back now.
Yeah, and Norvell realized, man, we obviously cannot protect our passers, so we're going to have to run the ball. So, you know, credit to him that he made this adjustment, and credit to him because coaches have such inflated egos half the time that, you know, we're air raid, period. And we're going to keep trying to put this, you know, square block in a round hole, and we're going to do it till we die. And he realized that that is not working, and it won't work if your quarterback's picking himself up off the ground every play.
Yeah, no question about it. You're exactly right, and I have. It's funny because you talk about Jay Norvell. He's kind of molded how he needed to do things this year. You said it best all season that Craig Bowles has changed not really the X's and O's style, but he's kind of changed that personal philosophy with these guys. So I guess hats off to both of these coaches finding ways to kind of change throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, I didn't know if we could teach the old dog new tricks up here, especially. Jay Norvell seems a little more youthful than Craig sometimes, but Craig has been youthful this year, and he's been fun, and he's been a real pleasure to be around. And the thing is, too, is they're still doing it the Craig Bull way. They are running the ball, and they're playing sound defense, and that's what they do. I was talking to Frank Crum off the record a little bit on Monday, and I was like, what is the biggest difference here, man? You know, everybody's trying to put their finger on it. And he said, Andrew Peasley. He just brings a calming presence. And, you know, there's games that he has throwing-wise that are just scary bad sometimes. But then, you know, he makes up for it on the ground. But overall, he makes up for it with his demeanor and his leadership and his moxie. And he just brings a different element to this team. And they really rallied around him. I mean, this is a guy who was at rival Utah State like 8 months ago. So he is definitely the leader of this team, and Frank Crum, who's also a leader on this team, made it crystal clear that he is the difference.
Yeah, and that's what we were, you know, at the beginning of the season. Again, we looked at Peasley and we wondered what kind of quarterback was he going to be, and, you know, just quietly putting together a pretty nice season. We know that they really want to, you know, get this offense going with Titus Swen, but he has been, I don't know if it's fair to say a pleasant surprise, but after that first game of the season, we wondered just how good he was going to be, and then you look at that first game of the season and who they went up against. Yeah. It's been a nice surprise for Cowboys fans.
No, it has. And it's all the stuff he does behind the scenes. It's the intangible stuff more so than it is even the stuff on the field. And he had 9 touchdown passes before that Hawaii game, and that was the most in the Mountain West Conference, as modest as that is. But, you know, what's really helping him and really, really helping his transition is not only Titus Swen, who still has more rushing yards than Avery Morrow, shockingly, even though Titus has missed the equivalent of about 2.5 games this year with injuries. But DQ James, man, what a surprise he's been. The 5'7", 172-pound bulldog, man, he can flat fly. He looks just like Barry Sanders.
Wow.
He is so, so big in the thighs and the butt, and he's just he's tough too, man. For only 5'7", he will truck you as well. So he's rushed for over 100 yards the last 2 weeks, and he's doing it the pretty way, too. 12 yards per carry.
Wow, 12 yards per carry. That's insanity, man. Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. I love this trophy. I love the history of it. I love the story of it, the bronze boot. And I know it's a special trophy for both sides, both fan bases. I think that's the one thing they can agree on is they really love this trophy.
Oh, it's so great, and it's so cool that both schools got together and refurbished it, and it just looks amazing. And I tell you what, Brady, I don't tell a lot of people this, even though you can see it. I actually have the bronze boot tattooed on my arm. It's
nice.
It's an important thing,
yeah.
Especially up here. You know, it's always Wyoming against the world, it feels like, and you know, these Colorado kids that come up here and they feel like they're shunned, and CSU didn't give them a look, and, man, they want this game so badly. You know, we saw it with Andrew Wingert, 4 times in a row? He wanted CSU badly. So there's a lot of kids like that on this roster, and there always is. I hate to say it for CSU fans, but I think it's pretty safe to say Wyoming has wanted it more over the last decade. And I think CSU puts the CU game in such high esteem, and especially being the first game of the year. And when you get blasted by CU, yeah, that's got to hurt your psyche the rest of the way, right? And, you know, for Wyoming, this is the big one.
Yeah, no question. And, I mean, if you look back the last few years, it might certainly seem that way, too. The Rams got the 2020 year, but if there ever was a year to throw out, I suppose that would be the one.
Yeah, and you hate to say that because, you know, it was Trey McBride's first time winning it, and and what a great player he was. And that CSU team was really good that night. And I honestly, I know nobody has anything nice to say about Adazio, but I thought he maybe was getting ready to turn the corner a little bit there, and it just never materialized.
Yeah, never did. We'll see if Jay Norvell fares better when it comes to the rivalries. Cody, any predictions for us? The Cowboys are 8.5-point favorites. Do they cover that?
I think so, Brady. And what I do think is I think CSU is going to give them a real, you know, real test in the beginning. I think they're going to throw a couple of punches for sure and then get the crowd behind them a little bit. But I just think the Cowboys can get going downhill so fast. And before San Jose State racked up 9 sacks last week, Wyoming was actually the leading team in the Mountain West in that category. So you have to think that they're going to pin their ears back a little bit and come after Clay Millen if Clay Millen's own player doesn't hurt him first.
You beat me to it.
I guess I could see that coming into play, but I just think the Cowboys are going to be too much at the end, and the Cowboys have too much riding on this one.
Clay's been running around a lot more. It's funny because I do a show with him, and I was like, Clay, you're actually like you're a much better athlete than I thought. And he, and of course, yeah, he's like, thanks for that. He's like, yeah, but I don't want to be. He's like, I want to throw the ball. I do not want to run. Trust me. I was like, you're good at it though. But
That play reminded me of Brady was the movie Necessary Roughness when they put the back
yes.
up. And he was like, blow the whistle.
Well, and it sucked too for that offensive lineman. I felt so bad because he's trying to make a play. He's trying to get in front of Clay and block a guy. He hits him and he just puts his hands on his head like, he just screwed up. And I was thinking, like, if I played college football, I would be that guy every play, running around, no idea where I'm going, running into my own teammates, and then I feel bad about it at the end.
Yeah, what a tough year for that offensive line, man. The numbers are just scary bad. But, you know, like Wyoming, they're really young. They just haven't put it together yet. So hopefully for Wyoming fans, that doesn't start on Saturday.
We shall see, my friend. Cody, I'm looking forward to this game. I'm planning on seeing you out there tomorrow at some point. It's Saturday. Tomorrow at some point.
Yep, absolutely, man. Hey, thank you as always for having me on. Appreciate you, Brady.
Yeah, we appreciate you too, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. He likes the Cowboys to win this thing. He likes the Cowboys to cover this thing, which isn't a tall task. I mean, it's a little more than a touchdown. So can the Cowboys do it? I'll give you my picks on the other side. I'm sitting at, 20, where is it? Oh, there it is. I'm 24-26 on the year, 2 games under .500. Because Wyoming and CSU play this weekend, I have 5 games to choose from. So certainly plenty of real estate there for me to get over the 500 mark. We'll see if I can do it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.